A new study this week suggests using marijuana may ward off Alzheimer's disease, at least in rats. In the study, rats with inflammation of the brain who were treated with a form of synthetic marijuana had reduced inflammation. And the marijuana compound also slowed memory loss in the rats. Some researchers think inflammation contributes to all sorts of disorders that happen in old age, including Alzheimer's disease. So warding off the inflammation might keep some diseases, including Alzheimer's, at bay. Joining me now to talk more about it is Gary L. Wenk. He's professor of psychology and neuroscience at Ohio State University. Thanks for being with us, Dr. Wenk.
My pleasure, Ira. Good to be here.
Tell us in a nutshell what you actually did about this experiment.
Well, as you, I think, summarized very accurately, we're trying to study components of Alzheimer's disease in animals, and there is no such thing as an animal equivalent to Alzheimer's disease, so we try and, you know, break it up into pieces, and, well, we're focusing on the consequences long-term of brain inflammation. It does play a role in a lot of age-related diseases, and so what we did was we studied that in both young animals where we reproduce some brain inflammation ourselves. And then in old animals who are like humans, we'll develop brain inflammation at a low level. And what we try and do then is find ways to reduce the consequences of that inflammation. So I've actually been working on quite a few different compounds over the past couple of decades now, and we decided to try this component of marijuana because of some really encouraging studies in other areas of research, and that was what got us initiated in this.
Mm-hmm. And you found that the rats performed better on memory tests here?
Yes, we did. What we do is we test the animal's ability to sort of navigate itself around in a water pool, and this is similar to having wandering behavior in patients with Alzheimer's disease, where they have difficulty, you know, sort of triangulating themselves and figuring out where they are in their local space. And so what we found was that aged animals are quite impaired in being able to do this. And when we treated them for an equivalent of about 3 weeks with this synthetic marijuana-like compound, what we found was that the inflammation went down and the animal's performance improved significantly. So we were very encouraged by that, mainly because out of all the compounds I've tested in the past, this is the first time I've found something that reduces inflammation in an aged brain. What we found is that, you know, the way the brain ages seems to alter how it responds to certain drugs. So this is very encouraging for that reason, too. It's not that we were able to just produce an effect, but that we could produce it in an aged animal. So I think that's why we're so excited about following up on this.
Why would marijuana reduce inflammation better than, say, a couple of Advil tablets?
Mainly because of its ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. That's been a challenge all along. You know, we know that for patients who take high doses of Advil over many years, and by high, I mean from epidemiological studies, it's about 1,200 milligrams a day or more. That's an awful lot of Advil. You're going to have a lot of GI unpleasantry, you know, related to that. So I've been trying to find drugs that will not cause the GI distress, will cross the blood-brain barrier, and will have access, you know, to the mechanisms in the brain to reduce brain inflammation. That's the real challenge. How do you get something in and get it in at a high enough concentration and safely? And the problem is that drugs like Advil, while quite safe, don't cross the blood-brain barrier very well.
Right. How do you, you know, there have been people smoking marijuana for years and years and years. Is there any anecdotal evidence, to, you know, to suggest that, you know, there might be some real benefits of smoking marijuana for, on your memory? Because, you know, when you talk to people who smoke marijuana, they say first thing that goes is their memory while they're high.
That's exactly true. It may turn out to be quite ironic that a drug that impairs memory when used acutely in young people may ultimately be able to reduce significantly the onset of memory loss with aging. You know, that irony hasn't been lost on us either. Whether there's anecdotal evidence or not, is I'm not aware of any. The prediction from our research and, you know, studies with animals in general is that if we could reduce inflammation, we would reduce the consequences that you see of it in Alzheimer's patients. Now, why would we even think that? Well, mainly it comes from these epidemiological studies using Advil and other anti-inflammatories. They've kind of already given us a proof of concept that says if you reduce inflammation for a long time, you can help people. So that's why I would predict that we will see that as these baby boomers get older, they may, and did happen to use marijuana in their youth, we may be able to tease out by looking at the epidemiological evidence whether or not there is any evidence to support, you know, this animal research.
I always thought that Alzheimer's was caused by the plaques and the tangles in the neurons. How is that related to inflammation?
Well, actually, what they appear to do is cause inflammation. We'll focus on the plaques for just a moment. Many of us view plaques as sort of the gravestones of where there has been death in cells. So if you imagine yourself as an alien looking at a graveyard, you might see all those bodies lying there with gravestones on them and assume that, my goodness, those stones fell out of the sky and killed all those poor people. Well, that's not what really happened. What we think those plaques are is simply indications of where cells have died. And their presence over the long term, decades in the case of humans, produces brain inflammation. And what we think actually happens is that long before the plaques coalesce into those items that we can see in pathological studies, that they're soluble, small fibrils, and those fibrils are irritating. In fact, if we now look at humans in PET scans to determine where there is inflammation, what we're finding is that decades before the patients are even diagnosed, you can see evidence of inflammation in those parts of the brain that will show the most pathology decades later. So it's very encouraging that we can do this now with PET studies to follow people and to test interventions. Obviously, we're not going to test marijuana. We're going to look for compounds that can cross the blood-brain barrier, reduce brain inflammation, but don't make a patient high. It wouldn't do any good to take a patient with dementia and add on a psychoactive high. You wouldn't help them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gary Wenk is professor of psychology and neuroscience at Ohio State University, and he joined us by phone from Columbus.